This is the Opening Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A lower overnight trade here, a couple cents down for corn, three off for soybeans, about a nickel lower for Chicago wheat. Just a back and fill type of trade here. We've got some potential. Maybe we could turn around higher on this Tuesday after a weaker start to the week. We don't have a lot of fresh fundamental input, unfortunately, for the bulls to go on here. You have the crop progress numbers out after the bell yesterday. We have no real alarm on the way this planting season is kicking off here. We've got the corn crop at 6% planted, of course, mainly from those states down south, Texas, moving the needle here. We'd expect, though, that looking forward, we're going to have a really big couple of weeks here ahead, and that we do have some rain in the mix starting later today and tonight. That'll be more welcome moisture, and that's what these rains have been lately. Some small delay for early efforts in the Midwest, but ultimately thankful for that rain as we start off this new season. So we just don't look ahead and see anything that's too threatening at this point, and so we're left to trade back within the path of least resistance, which has been lower for so many months now, and that involves the speculators, for now at least, still leaning on the short side of these grains.
Also yesterday, Joe, how much did the overall geopolitical world situation play into what we saw in the ag marketplace based on what happened to the overall stock market?
Right, that was a big influence here to kick off the week, and there was a sense of relief, really, as we entered into this week that there wasn't a bigger escalation of the conflict in the Middle East than what we did observe over the weekend, which was Iran's attack against Israel, some 200 missiles launched, but Israel intercepting 99% of those, and really not the type of damage that maybe we had feared heading into the weekend. There's still that open threat here that Israel will retaliate, and that will kick off an even broader conflict in that region. And anytime you talk about Iran, you're going to want to watch the oil market, which has leveled off some of that risk premium exiting the market here at the start of the week. But again, still on the table that we've got to watch for that as an influence. And as you mentioned, how it might impact the stock market with all that's going on with these global security risks. We think that, you know, in some sense, it can be bullish, like it was on Friday, where all of a sudden you just don't know what's going on or how trade flows could be disrupted or if oil is going to keep going higher, and that might be supportive to what we know could be a leader for the commodity space. But so far this week, cooler heads prevailing for the most part, and we're seeing some again, exit of that related risk premium.
On the other side of the ag marketplace, what is happening in the livestock complex?
The reverse of grains, in the sense that last week we closed really strong on the grains. We've given that back here at the start of the week, while last week we closed really on weak footing for the cattle in particular, and now here Monday, a really strong rebound to show for the start of the new week. Maybe some easing of the worries related to the avian influenza risk here. It's still going to be an issue that we've got to monitor as different states stack up these movement restrictions. But I think we're ultimately back to focusing on the fundamentals of tight fed cattle supply and strong demand. You see that in the slaughter rate still being tight, but yet robust beef prices and a pretty good draw from consumers here as we kick off the summer season just ahead. And hogs, they're looking like they're correcting lower after they had such a strong run here. But it's like cattle, where they've got pretty strong demand fundamentals overall and tightening supplies here going forward.
So is that good news for the hog market, at least in the longer-term sense, Joe, because they are just basically on better footing right now?
It does seem like we've still got to price in this overall reset for the industry, which has been responding to, you know, up until the start of this year, relatively lower prices, tough operating environment for those producers. And that's what showed up here lately in reduced farrowing intentions. So we'll have a smaller pig crop that ultimately will produce less pork here heading into the latter half of this year, and that at a time when, again, we're not slowing down on pork consumption, whereas beef prices, you know, recently contributed some almost 8% of the upside for the consumer price index. Pork prices were about flat on the year, and good domestic consumer demand is still being complemented by almost record export usage as well. So that's the bullish part of the hogs.
How should our listeners get in touch for more marketing information with Comstock?
Yeah, access to our Comstock report, all of our contact information up at comstock.com.
Lots of resources from the team at Comstock. Joe, thank you for the time here on Tuesday. Appreciate it as always. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, you as well. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next time.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn is down 1 3/4 at 429 3/4. May soybeans down 3 3/4 at 1154.5. May soybean meal up $1.90 at 340.40. May soybean oil down 65 cents at 44.82. Chicago wheat down 6 even at 545 3/4. Minneapolis wheat up 0.5 cent at 637.5. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3.5 at 581 even, and May oats up 3 even at 360 3/4. On the Merck, June live cattle down 87 cents at 172.95. May feeder cattle down 92 cents at 237.07. May lean hogs up 2 cents at 94.35. May pork cutout up 15 cents at 101.40. And Class 3 milk up 23 cents at 17.09. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.